time for Black Belt Money and Habits, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. Join us each week as we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World of Habits, Dion Ui.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Raymond, and as always, I'm with my co-host and mentor, Dion Ui. Hi, Dion.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be back again.
What topic will we be discussing today?
Well, this is going to be an interesting topic for today, Raymond. And I believe this topic will be the right topic for a lot of people out there. And I also believe that it's a topic that both of us can resonate with. And it's about credit card spending experience.
Yes. And this is something that I think I did talk a lot about it in many occasions. I did mention about how I managed to get out of credit card debts. And this is something that is good for us to be discussing for today's topic.
Yeah, definitely. And I do believe based on our discussion today, a lot of listeners out there will benefit from the learning and experience. And as for me, depending on the sessions that I share during my training sessions, some of the participants will ask, and when they link to this topic on credit card spendings, I will share my stories with them. And in this episode today, I believe we'll also be covering some of our experience and stories.
Yeah, so Dion, what was your credit card spending experiences all about?
Well, it goes back a long way when I started my career, and that time I was having just about maybe two credit cards. But then when I was out from my job and I went into business, that's when my credit card spending increases. And looking back my experience in credit card spending habits, I would say that I am not a very good role model, and I truly glad that today that I'm out from that rut of credit card owing to the bank, you know, and all that the challenges. And for me, I started off when I was doing my own business. During that time, I had about I believe 10 credit cards at least.
Wow, 10.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's crazy, really crazy. And, you know, one card after another, and you can say that, you know, total spending, I would say it went up to about 150,000 ringgit. That was the total of 10 cards that I was owing to the bank. It wasn't a very good experience, Raymond.
I agree. Even for my side, I don't have 10 credit cards, that's for sure. I only have like maybe, I think two. I have only two credit cards so far. And during that time, what actually leads me to like credit card debts is like when I was buying stuff that I don't need. And there are certain things that I did think about every time when I spend my money with my card. I always think like, just buy first and figure out later. I think that was really a bad habit that caused me to have like huge credit card debts and buying stuff that I don't need, spending on stuff that I think that is not compulsory to spend at, eating the food that is way out of my budget.
That's true. A lot of, I believe, based on my observation, the lifestyle of today's people are the same. They keep spending future money, which they don't have yet. And that also, because of the lifestyle, the peer pressure, I would say advertisements, media, and as what my NLP mentor used to train us, and she used to share with us during the session. In fact, our lives are controlled by the media. A lot of us spend unnecessarily, and that's what happened to me before as well. But today, I'm glad that that's just my past, and it's a bad history, I would say.
Just to go into detail, because you mentioned that you have like around 150,000 debt, what leads you to have like huge debt? What do you usually spend on that cost that you have like that much amount of debt?
Yeah, during the time when I was involved in my own business, I came out and there was a lot of entertainment, and especially entertaining the clients for like you said, luxurious food, and also entertainment at night. We were drinking alcohol, going clubs, karaoke, and all that. And even without getting the business yet, I was really spending a lot just to entertain the clients or the customers. And the thing is, when we spend that money, when we don't get the business, it's like the money has been spent. And one bad habit was that, when the credit card bills came, I just look at the minimum and I just paid the minimum. And just for information, if you just pay the minimum, I don't think you can finish paying the credit card.
I agree on that. That was something that actually happened to me as well. That I did spend some of my monies to like entertain my friends, you go out party over the weekend, and also paying for the holidays using my credit card, buying some expensive clothing, and that was what actually led me to having huge debt.
Yeah, I do agree with that, and because as I can see the today's lifestyle of people, especially young folks, and not only young folks, even people who are experienced, when you're not careful about your credit card spending, you will lead you to a lot of debts, and you keep paying. You're just working for the bank. Whatever that you are earning, it goes to your credit card debts.
I understand that feeling. I used to pay minimum and I realized that when am I going to end that payment? Like, it's never end.
Yeah, that's true. I do agree with that. And the feeling is, it's not a joy, not comfortable, and I felt that when am I going to finish paying the debt? And it's just like a burden every time I look back, and when I receive the bills, especially the credit card bills, I find that it's very disheartening and it's very demotivating. Do you have the same experience?
Yes, exactly. I feel exactly the same way. But it's something that we learn throughout our life. But just another question for you. What actually went through your mind when you know that you already have like credit card debts piling up?
One funny thing is that I had this confidence that I can use the other credit card to pay for the other debt that I had, because of credit card you can withdraw cash advance by just paying some interest, and I never realized that the interest can pile on and it can pile up to a lot of amount. And it's like I am paying one credit card with another credit card, which in fact, I'm owing more and more, and I'm digging my own grave.
So it's like a snowballing effect.
Yeah, snowballing effect. That's right. That's the term to use it. Snowballing effect, and it's never ending. And then the moment I get my payment, or the moment I get my money from my customer from the business, then some of it goes back into the credit card, and then I spend again and again and again. It's a never-ending story.
I agree. It's the same for me. Whenever I spend money on cards, on things that I don't need, or what, usually I'll tell myself, like, I'll convince myself, like, it's okay, my money will come tomorrow, all the profits will come back tomorrow, and things like this. But end up, it never happened. It really took me a while to actually go through this, but it's a good experience.
Yeah, I agree with that, Raymond. And having said that, having credit card is not all that bad if you know how to manage them. And have you ever come across any emergency that you need to use the credit card, Raymond?
Yes, of course, I did come up with like certain things where I actually need to spend it on like some daily stuff. You know, sometimes I ran out of cash because of overspending, and I have to use my credit card to like pay for my food. It can be buying groceries, things like this. It actually happens to me.
Yeah, I agree. Same goes to me. It was a savior at times, and it really saved me in terms of getting the you know, when you're out of cash or there's no ATM, and when there's an emergency, or sometimes, you know, at one time, my friend was involved in an accident, and I sent my friend to the hospital, and the hospital asked for some deposit. Then how can we find that amount of cash, like few thousand ringgit, right? So at that time, I really needed to use my credit card as a collateral to save my friend. So I believe credit card is not all that bad.
I agree on that. But for me, when speaking from my angle, when I mentioned that I run out of cash and I need to use my credit card, that was not actually a good thing for me because it's my money management problem. I don't manage my money well enough. That caused me to use my credit card as a backup.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not wise to use credit card in that manner, I would say, right? Because you are spending future money that you don't have yet. And I agree with you, yeah, Raymond.
So how do you escape your credit card debt?
Well, it took me a lot of realization, a lot of reflection, and also part of the people that who helped me was my wife. Not to say she helped me in financial part. She helped me to reminded me that, hey, you know, if you don't look into your credit card debts or if you don't manage your money well, you'll be in a deeper problem. You'll be having deeper problems, more problems, and ultimately, if you don't care about your debts, you end up as a bankrupt. So that was, I would say, a life-changing, it's like a wake-up call for me. And that's when I realized that, hey, you know, if I don't do something about my debt, my future is not looking good, and it's not going to be a good example to my kids when they grow up. Because I believe that I'm not blaming anybody. Partly is through education, and no one has taught me how to use my money well, manage my money well. That's why today I believe you yourself came up with this Black Belt Millionaire website to help people with their personal finance and also money management. Right, Raymond?
I agree on that. I think that this is something that we are not taught generally, because it's not something that is taught in school about money management. The only person that will teach us about money management might be our parents, if they manage to manage their money well.
Yes.
But if our parents is not the one that manage their money well, then it goes back to us on how we want to learn it. So it's either we learn it in a hard way or we learn it in an easy way. Which, yeah, I think for us, we actually learn it in a very hard way.
Yeah. And another thing that really helped me was reading. And authors like this Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki books, and also some of the books by Azizi Ali, that our local author, that really helped a lot in the terms of getting to know, getting out of debts, what is it like to be debt-free, financially free, you know. That also triggered me and helped me to realize, come to realization that, hey, you know, it's time for me to clean up my act and to get a new future that I want to create.
So what lesson have you learned from it?
Well, a lesson for me is that, in fact, credit card, if you know how to use the credit cards, it's actually a good tool to run businesses and also to manage your finances as well. As you all know that credit card has got a statement date. If you know how to look at a statement date, and if you pay in full every month, I would say the credit card is a good resource for us running businesses. Another lesson is that it taught me how to be a more disciplined person, put into thoughts before spending anything, I mean, that especially spending for the things that you need and also to pay in full, and also to plan your finances well. Yeah, that's one or two lessons that I've learned from my credit card debts.
I agree with you, Dion. But for me, I think that for the lesson that I learned from my side is like, don't spend on anything I don't need.
Yeah, agree.
It can be from buying the clothes that I don't need, eating the food that I don't need. Mm. And it actually taught me to spend more cash rather than credit card. Because for me, I realized that personally, I can't control my credit card spending. Mm. And I would rather not to have a credit card, but I still need it sometimes for hotel bookings and other bookings, things like this. So what have I done to my new credit card after I managed to get my credit card? Mm. My new credit card is for me to have like the minimum amount. And currently my credit card is only like 6,000 ringgit limit. And I'm really happy for it. To be honest, I don't need loss of credit limit for it. And I think that 6,000 is a good amount of money. If I need to spend more, like if I'm going on the longer trips that I need to book hotels that cost me like maybe more than 6,000, what I'll usually do is I'll put in my cash in, or I'll actually call the bank to ask them for like additional upgrades of like additional 50%. And I'll clear it the moment I'm back from my holiday.
Yeah, that's a good practice. And in fact, to the listeners out there, if you're listening to this, it's a good thing to learn from what Raymond has shared with us. And of course, credit card is not all that bad. I would say it also helped me to have some luxury in life, meaning to say that some credit cards allow you to use the airport lounge while waiting for your flights. And in fact, I've enjoyed a lot during my journey when I was traveling. I use a lot of the lounges and really enjoy the services that the credit card has provided us. And not only that, Raymond, I believe when we spend on credit card, we also get some points that we can exchange the points with some vouchers or some redemption of gifts that we can actually enjoy. A little luxury in life, I would say.
I agree, but this is something that I personally, I don't dare to do that. Because for my credit card, if you really see my credit card before, it's very, very basic. I don't have any points. I think the only perks that I have for my credit card is only the 15% discount for Coffee Bean. But aside from that, I don't collect points because my credit card is like the most basic credit cards that I have. Mm. It's called Citibank. I can't remember the name.
Clearcard or Rewards?
No, it's not Clearcard. It's Simplicity.
Oh, Simplicity, okay.
Yes, it's the most basic credit card of all. They don't have annual fee because I don't plan to pay any annual fee. For me, my credit card is like just a backup for me, so I don't use that for any luxury. So I don't collect points. Mm. I don't have like, I don't enjoy perks like airport lounge, and I'm really happy with it.
Okay, sounds good, because different people will have different usage and also would say different perspective. And I do believe our listeners out there, some of them are doing businesses. I was talking to my accountant the other day, and it's actually a close friend of mine. And I shared with him that, hey, you know what? I just applied for a few other credit cards. And then he told me one thing that was quite not a surprise to me, but then again, was like some kind of aha moment for me as well. I say, Dion, you know, yeah, you pay 25 ringgit government charge per card that you apply for. The thing is, where can you get, for example, if let's say the credit card company were to give you a 30,000 ringgit credit limit, where can you get such a bank facility for just 25 ringgit a year? So that was really a aha moment for me. It's like, okay, whatever he said is, it makes some sense if you are running businesses, and at times, you know, especially when you need to pay for some big ticket amount, especially when you need to outlay the cash or the money for your clients or customers first. So that's when your credit card will come useful. But ensure that you have the discipline to pay off whatever that you have spent and not pay the minimum. I repeat, do not pay just minimum. You have to pay full amount that you owe, that you have used before the due date. If not, you will get into trouble.
Yes, and when you mentioned about paying minimum, this is what have changed after I managed to get out from my debt. It's like when I pay my credit card, usually I whenever I swipe my credit card, I will always, like example, when I go to Coffee Bean, the drinks after discount, 50% discount, it cost me like around 12 ringgit.
Yeah.
But I'll note down my expenses in my phone app as 20 ringgit in my credit card. And whenever I make payment for all these, usually I'll pay more than my credit card amount. And up to now, I think that my credit card have like additional 250 ringgit additional that I have compiled up from since the time I have credit card. And sometimes, you know, I realize that I have like extra money from my credit card and I'll use it to like buy some stuff that costs around that much for free. And for me, my new habits of spending via my credit card is like to pay more, slightly a bit more. So it in a month, it might compile up to like, example, my spending is like around 320, but I'll be paying like 350. So there are additional like 30 ringgit that I'll have like pile up all the amount up to certain amount, and I'll spend it on like something that I like. And I think that is a really good habit to look at it from that perspective. I don't have any, at the same time, I actually managed to buy something out of it.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting, you mentioned that, Raymond, because not many people will have that habit to pay extra. As for me, I find that, well, it's good. Like you said, it's like a forced saving, you know, and you turn your credit card into a debit card. Yeah, and just buy whatever that you like when you have the extra money. On the hindsight, if you were to do it with a huge amount of money, I believe that is not a good thing to do, because the credit card will not earn you any interest. Right, Raymond?
I agree. But yeah, I think that this is something that, because after two credit card debts, that it really gives me that type of phobia where I just do not want to owe the credit card money. Even whenever I travel for my work trip, and the moment I'm back from that trip, I'll actually take some of my money to like pay in advance first. And once my claim from my company come later on, and that money will go back to my saving. That's how I actually build up the habit based on what I have experience.
Yeah, as what they say, once bitten, twice shy.
I agree.
Right.
What advice will you give to the audience on credit card spending habits?
Well, my advice will be that credit card is not all bad if you know how to manage your spendings, and you need to know how to use the credit card to your advantage. And if you can pay cash, pay cash. If not, then credit card can be a very good tool in times of emergency. And like I mentioned earlier, you get some discounts, you get some points, you get to enjoy some luxury from the provider, the credit cards, I mean the banks that is giving you the credit card. And at times, you know, it can be a lifesaver. So the advice that I would like to give to our listeners out there is that, yeah, you can use credit card, use it wisely, and ensure you pay whatever that you spend. Please do not spend any future money that you do not have. If you want that, please ensure that you save enough. Or you can use the strategy that Raymond has just shared. Pay extra a little bit, you know, use the snowballing effect and to buy the things that you like in the future.
I agree.
How about yourself, Raymond? Any advice for our listeners out there?
For me, if you ask me, I don't think the credit card is advisable. And as you mentioned, it's not really a bad thing. But if you have a credit card, do limit to one. And have like as minimum amount as possible. That's my advice coming from someone that used to have like compulsive spending. I still have compulsive spending sometimes, even though I try to control it. But sometimes, you know, there are days that I'll just buy stuff that I like. But my advice to the audience out there is, try to limit yourself to one credit card and try to spend more cash instead of using credit card.
Yeah. Or you can go for debit card, right? I mean, make sure that you have money in the bank, then only you use it as a credit card. Because nowadays, debit card acts like a credit card with MasterCard or Visa, depending on the bank that is issuing the debit card.
Yeah, I agree. But that was something that I used to thought about, and that actually I did that for quite a while until when I tried to book like some hotels through like Agoda, they don't accept debit card. And that's why I actually opt out to use credit card after like 1 year plus 2 years without credit card.
Right. And just another interesting case I would like to share is that one of my trainer friends who used to only use cash to buy things, and he actually bought a new house, and when he applied for the housing loan, it was rejected because there wasn't any record of him in the bank when the bank ran through the secrets with Bank Negara. The reason was he didn't have any credit. Therefore, you know, credit card is not all that bad again. You know, if you are really having a good credit, you know, if you know how to use your money with a credit card, at least you have a record in Bank Negara with Secris. Then, you know, in future, when you want to apply for any higher purchase loan or even housing loan, you have record in the bank and the bank can issue you some loan, you know, if, you know, for especially buying house or buying a car.
Yeah. And we have to agree on one thing. I think credit card is not really a bad thing, but it's about how we spend the amount of money.
Correct. Just like a double-edged sword. You know, it can benefit you on one side and also it can kill you on the other side. So if you know how to use it as a tool, use it wisely. And in fact, you can also use to help people. You know, some people, they do what they call the monthly deduction using their credit card to do some charity work as well, to the UNICEF or to the wildlife organization. You know, there's a lot of ways to do good deeds. One of them is also by using credit card if you know how to manage your finances well.
Agree on that. Yeah. And anything else to add on for this side?
Well, I would say that anything that we do, we have to have awareness and be mindful about it. Like whatever Raymond has shared today and myself, it's just based on our experience and whatever we have done to overcome the adversity that we had before. And those of you who are having some phobia, you know, after the spending of, you know, the bad experience in spending, well, take step by step, take time to come back and you know, enjoy the journey in life. But of course, be careful with your spending.
Agree, Dion. And with the time that we had today, I think maybe it's time for us to end the show for today and we can have our next topic to be discussed in next week.
That's right. Thank you very much for the time, Raymond. And I do believe that this is interesting and also a beneficial topic to a lot of listeners out there.
Yes, sure. Thank you, Dion, for your time.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.